Well, good morning, everybody. Today we celebrate on this fourth Sunday of Easter every year, we celebrate Good Shepherd Sunday, and which is why we hear our gospel today about Jesus as the Good Shepherd. And perhaps of all of the different images that we have of Jesus, the most popular is the image of Jesus as the Good Shepherd. Jesus, you often see him pictured with a lamb over his shoulders. And we celebrate that that's how Jesus guides us in him. It's very interesting because if you think of any other kind of shepherd, you'd have the shepherd and then you'd have the sheep behind him. And the sheep would follow him wherever he goes. But for Jesus, that's not good enough. Like Jesus, what makes him a good shepherd and the best shepherd is that Jesus doesn't just want to lead us from afar and us to be behind him and him be in front of us. Jesus wants that we be in him and that he be in us. Which is kind of like a wild thought, you know, that this fusion between God and man, God and us, takes place in Jesus. Today we celebrate First Communion. I had First Communion Mass over at St. Vincent this morning for their kids. And we have over 40 from our own parish who will have First Communion this afternoon at 3 o'clock in a special time. And you see their banners are up and about. And it's a really happy time to celebrate with them because they will receive Jesus inside. They receive the Good Shepherd within them. And like Jesus guides them from within. Which is the most incredible thought. It's the most miraculous thought. And that's what makes Jesus such a good shepherd. Is that he doesn't want to lead us from afar. He wants that we be in him and he be in us. And that we be one in the risen body of Jesus. Which is what St. Peter said in our first reading today. It was kind of a continuation. You remember last week, the first reading was, this is kind of the same speech. Peter had been with his friend John, and the two guys had been walking around, and then all of a sudden there was this crippled man, and they healed him. And at least it seems that they healed him, this man. But like everybody sees it happen, and they think that Peter did it. And Peter says, no, like, I am not responsible for this man's healing. It's Jesus who worked through me to heal him. And so today he's continuing his speech and he says, there is no salvation through anyone else, nor is there any other name under heaven given to the human race by which we are to be saved. Which means that our salvation is in Jesus, period. The other day, it was a weekday Mass. I was very touched because it comes from John chapter 3. And Jesus says, nobody can go to heaven except the Son of Man, period. And Jesus is talking about himself. He is the Son of Man. Only Jesus can go to heaven, period. Which means that you and I can't unless we're in him, unless we remain in our Jesus. That's where salvation is. And if Mother Teresa knocked on heaven's door and said, look what I did, God, I did all these good things in my life, let me in. No. She is in because she was in Jesus. She remained faithful in Jesus. She remained a part of Jesus. The Good Shepherd. And that's how we have the chance of eternal life. Not by any merits of our own. It's by the merits of Christ. And it's by our participation, our faithfulness to him, that we remain in him, and then we can go to heaven. But I'm not just talking, I don't think Peter was either, talking just about eternal salvation. It's true with our own life here on earth, right? Sometimes we have problems and sometimes things don't really work out. the way we think they should. We get stressed out. There's addictions. There's stress. There's this, there's that, the other thing. Our salvation from it all is Jesus. He wants to save us from all of that stuff. You know, and sometimes it's interesting, though, because we look for salvation from our problems in other places. You know, sometimes people turn to drugs, or they turn to addictions of this or that type, right? And that's not going to save us. In fact, that's going to make it even worse. Sometimes I love whatever. Mom loves Oprah. Okay, I don't get it. But like, I think some people look for their salvation in Oprah Winfrey. Like, what is that? You know, like, and Dr. Phil. I mean, all these things, whatever. I'm not knocking them. But Jesus is our Savior. We have salvation. Jesus wants to rescue us from our stuff. Even here on earth, He is our Savior. Here on earth too, and He wants to save us from all of that. And we look to Him, huh? We look to Him, we remain in Him, and He remains in us. And then it works out just great, you know? And so we do thank our God. We pray at this Mass, this weekend, we pray for all of our second graders who will be making their first communion. You might have read my bullets and column. I was thinking about it because I was reading Revelation lately. And I was reading that chapter, I think it's chapter 2, where God says, I see all the good things that you're doing. You're enduring, you're working hard, you're doing all this stuff, you're praying. But I hold this against you. You have lost the love that you had at first. And as I was looking at those seven kids at St. Vincent, we'll have 40-some here later today, and how much they love Jesus. How pure that love is, how big their hearts are for Jesus. Maybe we think about our own first communion day. I remember mine. I was wearing a green suit and all those things, but a clip-on tie. Father Charlie was my priest. But that's the love that Jesus wants us to have. That love that we had for Him at first. And so maybe it's faded a little bit, I don't know. But we pray at this Mass that we can renew it again, you know? Renew it again and redouble our efforts to remain in Jesus and let Him remain in us. Because that's how He wants to shepherd us to eternal life and to salvation from our own stuff here on earth too. And so we give God thanks. Last thing I'll say is this. At Good Shepherd Sunday, it's kind of a special day for priests because we kind of have a share in the shepherding of the Lord. And so we pray for many more good and holy priests. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.